on during fall camp. I mean, they expect nothing less out of themselves, and I'm just taking upon myself to run hard because, I mean, I know how much work they put in.
You've obviously played with a lot of good linemen here at Oregon. Is this maybe one of the deepest groups that you've played with? It seems like a lot of the players on the two deep have experience.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we have experience, and I think that's what makes us very very volatile, I guess, offensively. I mean, so we're just so deep all around.
You excited for the field trip out to Sayusala Middle School?
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad we can get some fresh air. I mean, it's been pretty hard to breathe the past couple of days. The weather's been messing with my system, so just to get a nice deep breath of fresh air would be nice.
What are the facilities going to be like out there? Do you have any idea?
No, I don't have any idea. So, I mean, it's a nice little road trip, little team bonding.
Going to get some clam chowder out at the coast or what?
Probably not, but probably come back for meetings or something. You know, it's a quick road trip.
Okay.
What's it like for you to see the entire running back unit have so much success in a game like that?
Makes me very happy. I mean, it's excited to see the guys that help push me and that I push just be successful out there. I mean, especially it's not that often you see like three deep running backs go out there and perform the way we do.
To talk about that depth, you have a lot of talent at that spot. With that, though, everyone has to sacrifice a little bit. Can you talk about that and how that whole group as a whole kind of sacrifices carries so everyone else can have the success as well?
I mean, yeah, it's about sacrifice, but I mean, I feel like it comes every day in practice with everybody staying ready for their turn, knowing that at any time you can go in and do the same thing the other guys can do.
You see the third guy on the depth chart. Can I have a career game with yards and touchdowns? How happy does that make you see him have that kind of success?
Makes me very happy. I've seen Kanai grow a lot since I've gotten here. I mean, especially as a running back. And I knew he was bound for a big game soon. So it was nothing new to me, but I'm glad that he was able to do it on the stage in front of home fans.
Seeing Kanai and also Tony like get a lot of yards and touchdowns, does that make you as happy as your own yards and touchdowns as well?
Definitely, especially when they break a long one. I mean, I'm always trying to see Tony break a long one or Kanai just break a lot of tackles. So I mean, the more spectacular the run, the more excited I guess I get.
Have you watched tape on Nebraska yet?
Yeah, we watched tape on Nebraska. We've mostly gone over it, figured out what we need to do, and we're going out there just focusing on the Ducks right now and figuring out what we need to perfect before the game.
Is there a little extra motivation based on kind of what happened last year with Nebraska?
Do you say that again?
Last year against Nebraska?
I mean, they're a new team and we're a new team, so we have to focus on that. We can't dwell on what happened last year. We just have to go out there and build on this new 2017-2018 team.
Are you up to 240, or what's your playing weight right now?
Right now, 235.
Is that about where you want to be? No bigger?
I mean, I kind of just, whatever I feel comfortable with. If I feel like I need to lose a little bit, I'll go down, but I feel comfortable right now.
Kanai seems like, too, he's in better shape and he's lost some weight. Is that something you've seen, too?
To Kanai?
Yeah.
I think we're all in a little better shape. I mean, we worked hard this offseason. We put a lot of time out there in conditioning, so, I mean, it wouldn't be a shock to me if he was.